Brothers Osborne fans going to be loving the end of today's podcast because we have a nice little conversation with TJ and John about all the new stuff going on in their lives. Again, that's right after the closing jingle of the podcast. Stick around for the interview. It's cool. These guys are great. TJ and John, Brothers Osborne at the end of the podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Patrick, I had your microphone off. I'm sorry.
What a waste.
I'm going to let you have your moment.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, that sounded beautiful.
Yes, you liked it.
I'm so glad I turned that up.
There's a lot of different variety of country music.
That's right. That's a hard word to say, variety.
We just heard it.
So as we are kicking off the podcast right now, thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts for being our wonderful sponsor. We love you, O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts is where you go for better parts, better prices, and they do it every day.
And they're cool dudes.
And they are cool dudes. They always want to help.
Not always dudes in there, but most of the time it is.
You know,
guys,
but when you say dudes, you mean crew, the whole crew.
Yeah. Some people are very sensitive to that, Bubba. Women can all, we're also working in the automotive industry. I know.
Man, I can't tell you how many times I've said, hey, dude, to a girl.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
So just saying. It happens. I do it, and it's my fault. Does dude work now? Can you get away with it? I would think, yeah.
And it depends. Depends I'm going to say something mean, and
depends,
I'm not.
Depends on where you live.
And what kind of...
There's lots. People
look,
are
some
very
people,
upset.
A lot of people are easily offended by really, really, really stupid things.
A lot of people? You mean most people?
No, not most.
Oh, it's most nowadays,
no.
Man. Oh,
no,
dude.
You think it is. It's
the
not.
The world is full of Karens. The world is full of people who want to be offended just being offended.
That's just who you see.
I do see
a lot
of that.
That's who gets the attention. It's like what is it the what's the thing you sent me the other day that Twitter is
thing?
90 what is it? It's like such a
92% of all tweets on the platform come from 10% of users.
Wow.
10% of all tweeters, 10% of all tweeters send out 90% of all tweets.
92%.
Oh wow, even higher.
I think about that. I send about one tweet a week and I'm on Twitter every day. Bubba sends about one tweet a day.
Yeah.
But how many people are tweeting 10 times a day or more? Very few. But those are the people who suck up all of the air.
Bubba cracks me up with his social media, his personal stuff.
What do I do on mine? Like, what do I do?
It's
like, what do
I get
do?
Out there. Oh, it's,
wait a minute.
It's you. It's all like, we have, if... they'll take your freedoms inch by inch.
Oh, wait a minute. Are we going to dissect my Twitter now?
No, I really don't think we should.
Don't think I've said anything bad.
No, it's nothing bad. It's just you. It's just the way you are.
I'll get here. Let's see. We got Saints game.
I'll tweet during football.
Saints game.
Yeah.
Podcast retweet.
Guns.
Guns.
Where?
Guns. Here's a picture of me and my son from a couple years ago.
Edwards Air Force Base.
Political.
Air show.
Political.
What political?
What? Are you joking?
Don't even.
Are
don't
you
even,
wanting
I'm
us?
Not reading it. Don't make me read it. You know. Chase Rice and some Buffalo. Not sure what that's about. Saints game. Uh-huh. So now I'm back into last week.
Now we're back into
nice
guns.
Nice picture of you and your wife. Here's a gun. Saints game.
No.
Political.
Fireman.
You're not mentioning the beer
you
stuff.
You know what? I haven't seen one. I'm a fireman post on here, and I'm all the way back to September.
Yeah, because I'm very conscious of the fact that you guys will make fun of me if I post anything to do with the fire department.
Well, we don't make fun. I mean, it's not.
No, we don't make fun of you for being a fireman.
We make fun of you for talking about being a fireman early on.
Oh, my God.
You guys bring it up way more than I do.
You brought it up three times today.
In this podcast?
No, today.
No, today.
When did I bring it up?
Oh, this weekend I got to do this stuff where we do...
We were talking about...
No, I just gave you one and you say no.
Well, we were talking about weekend plans. Okay, and I said, we're doing bailouts.
And then I'm like, okay, cool. And then you couldn't stop it there. Then you pull up, you stop what we're doing.
Because bailouts
and pull up
are
video,
cool.
Pull up video of people doing it. I go, I already told him I've seen it. I already know what it is. He still pulls it
up. Doesn't matter.
Bailouts are cool. If you've never seen firefighter bailouts over a window and the ladder, it's cool. Yeah, it's a cool little parlor trick to know.
I know. And I told you I knew it.
You
and
never
I
know when you will use this.
Okay.
I didn't realize how much I tweet about football. Hey, there's a picture of my cat on a leash. That's not firefighter related.
I don't know
related.
That I've admitted to that in public,
what?
But okay.
I think it's cute.
You get me. I can always tell when Bubba is deep in stuff.
By the way, you can follow me at Bubba Radio.
When he is on like his websites, you know, the freedomeagle.org and
I will send these guys
AmericanPatriot.us.
I will send these guys news clips, and I'm like, look at this headline, and they're gonna read this article, and they're like, where do you get your news?
DelawareFederalist.org.
Dude, those are legit news sites. Better news from
those
sites now.
You're not getting real news from undercoverpatriot.net.
Dude,
you get more
accurate news that way than if you were to... Dude, Twitter just banned tweets from all kinds of people. The New York Post, the Washington Post, the Washington Times, I want to say they also banned a tweet from the House of Representatives. I mean, just crazy stuff.
But you know what? They're not banning tweets from therealrepublic.org.
He sent me one the other night, and I look at it, and it came from keephonkingimreloading.gov.
No, it's not.
What's wrong with that? You get good news that
keep
way.
Keep honking, I'm reloading. That's fantastic.
Horn broken, lookforfinger.net.
Donna, by the way. Donna on Facebook says they're going to make fun of you no matter what. So
yeah. Listen, I have been here 21 years now, and I can tell you that that's the part of accepting my life is knowing that I'm going to get made fun of almost no matter what I do. So I might as well just go with it.
Yeah,
just
I'm totally with fine with it. Amen.
Oh, you did post in Edwards Air Force Base. So
yeah, I did because they, you know, we were planned. We were actually supposed to be there for the open house for the air show, and. Yeah. Then COVID happened and nobody could do it. So they ended up doing, they did like a little flyover type thing and it was cool. And I wanted to make sure people knew about it.
I just found this stuff.
What?
The biggest failure of both parties in this election. No,
I wasn't reading it. I was trying not to
none
read
of it.
Okay.
Earmarked to pay down the trillions in the United States deficit spending and debt.
What political stuff?
But to finance new spending, we're doing it wrong. Time to make more cuts.
No, dude.
That's why I hear you read
it. Is it wrong? Is it wrong?
I don't know. I don't know if it's wrong or
and
right.
That tweet isn't Republican or Democrat or anything.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
just saying.
It's not.
Listen, man, people can do what they want on their own Twitter. I don't care. That's your thing.
At least once a day, and honestly, probably more than that, I'm reading some really funny or really insightful to me political tweet, and I think about retweeting it, and I go, don't do it. I don't want to do it.
I don't either. I am, however you think I lean.
You just lean.
It's. I
the seat in his car
firmly,
used to lean. I remember
did.
That.
Remember that old Jetta?
Oh, my God. Big D's Jetta. The seat leaned about 40 degrees to the left.
That chair was just like, get me out. Yeah, man. I believe that if you signed up for Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, or you're going to write letters at your house with a pen and ink. I don't care. It's your opinion. You can say whatever you want. I don't have to read it. I can go right past it.
The most political thing I tweeted was 11. This was a couple of days ago, and I love this. 11 years ago today, John Mayer was asked his thoughts on healthcare in an interview, and this was his actual reply. Have you ever heard me play guitar? I'm really good. You know what I'm bad at? Answering questions about public health care. Yeah. I wish we could. Can we go back to that, please?
Yeah.
I don't want to know people's stuff. I don't. I don't want to know whether or not the receiver is, you know, a socialist or a Republican or a, you know, whatever. I don't want to know. Okay, catch the ball. I'm good. I just I don't want to have to know what the views of everybody sitting around me is.
Why? They
time.
Have views. They have views.
Good.
They
have, I don't tell you mine. You don't tell me yours. We used to get along.
I just read you. Patch. Bubba tells us his all the time.
Yeah, I know, but it's Bubba. I know Bubba. Okay, but I just why can't we have common spaces? Music, sports, movies, things that are not political where we can hang out together.
Wow. We used to have that. It used to be called Twitter.
That's what made us America. What used to make us America is we had culture that had nothing to do with politics. So we didn't all have to be divided. Now we're leaning toward we're gonna have separate sports leagues. So we'll have the sports league that's patriotic and loves America. And
I haven't heard that.
It's coming. Look at the NBA ratings. The NBA ratings were dramatically low. And everything I read about it, every article, I read at least four different ones in the middle of the finals that all laid out reasons the ratings were down and tried to deny that it had anything to do with politics. Well, it's not really about politics. What's actually happening is coronavirus, and there's too much other sports on TV. It's all these other things. I'm like,
too
that
much
doesn't
other sports
explain.
When they were the only sport
nobody was watching then. That does not explain a 70% drop. They went from 16 million people watching the last game of the finals to 5 million people. That's
they lost,
dramatic.
Yeah, the
That's
NBA Finals
massive.
Game 6 lost out to an ALCS game, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
17 million people. Yeah. It was just almost 17 million people to just under to just over 5.
August 20th. August 20th is the last time I tweeted anything that had to do with the fire station.
This is Bubba talking about something we were talking about.
Hey,
five
what was going
ago.
On in early August with you?
August. You, I just want to make sure that you know because y'all were calling me out.
I heard you. Please don't repeat it. Yeah. I got you. But I'm asking what
He's
happened.
He's asking a question to make your answer make sense.
What was going on in early August?
Oh, I just told you that was when I tweeted that I was at the firehouse reading a book.
Okay.
Waiting on calls.
Oh, because I got a tweet here. It's the prudent see danger and take refuge.
Wait, what?
Keep going. Pay the penalty.
The prudent see danger and take refuge.
Yeah,
Proverbs 22:3.
First of all, who says prudent? Oh, you took
it from Proverbs.
No, it was from Proverbs. Yeah,
then
the prudent
after that,
see danger and take refuge. In
truth.
Other words, you gotta be prepared, bro. Keep your head on a swivel. You got to be ready
said.
To go.
Keep your head on a swivel. It's on there. Are you reading it? How'd you know that?
Because I remember tweeting that. And it's true.
Excited to be watching CBS Big Brother, but all these face masks and coverings.
Oh, no. They're doing it wrong. Okay. Now, wait a minute. Now, this one, I am going to go off
on
this.
Come on, man. Well, that's
okay.
what I'm here
so
for.
So I am a huge fan of Big Brother on CBS, right? I love the show. Since season one, it's like a thing. We watch it. Mm-hmm. So they have to go into the house. They're quarantined. Basically, you have these people living in a house together. They've all been, constantly under watch and under surveillance. They're not having any contact with people they shouldn't have contact with. Well, when they get kicked out of the show, when they get kicked out, they go out to the host, Julie Chen Moonves. And when they go to talk to Julie, they have to be 12 feet apart and they have to put their mask on. However, Julie is the one who is out in society.
Yeah.
They have it backwards. Right. So in other words, when they kick a person out, Julie should be the one who is mindful and putting the mask on.
Now,
they kick him out. They're like, wait, they literally freak out every time. Have your mask on. Right. And it's the wrong person. You're telling the wrong person to have their mask on.
I don't want to talk about coronavirus. Dude, I'm going to say something that's going to tick off half of America, and I don't want to do it.
They've got it wrong. I'm just saying, isn't the mask supposed to stop the spreaders from spreading?
Okay.
Because the mask can't
You're
stop
gonna make
it.
Me say it. You
the
ready?
The mask can't
The mask
stop.
Isn't stopping anything.
The mask
stop
is gonna,
kidding yourself.
A virus is one micron.
There you go.
I want you to see what stops one micron. They're just doing it wrong. So it's just stupid
According to
grandstanding.
The CDC, 85% of people who have coronavirus or had coronavirus say that they did wear masks most or all of the time. And they still got it. So
why do we make the person who's been kicked out and quarantined wear a mask?
It's for show.
I know it's for show, and that makes me so mad.
They're making them wear a mask so that they're wearing a mask in their exit interview because it's for show.
It's all for show.
Of course it's for show. And look, you made me out myself.
I really think
Now I'm going to get hate
on
Facebook and Twitter
because I'm
an anti-masker.
I'm not an anti-masker. I love the masks, and I'll tell you why. Because the masks allow us to open up society and get out amongst each other.
No, because without the mask,
they would say you can't go anywhere, stay locked down.
They still do that.
We have to get out there.
There are still states where they're doing that, and they're doing it 100%. Nobody's having events. If the mask actually worked, we'd be out. Restaurants would be full everywhere. Events would be happening everywhere. They know it doesn't. It's just to make people feel better about themselves.
The things that get me.
And judge
face
other
masks,
people.
The plexiglass face masks,
where they're open air.
So it's like literally me holding a piece of paper in front of my face like this. And I know I'm doing absolutely nothing to stop the spread of anything. I'm going to that. I want that. Anyway, CBS, get it right. Put Julie in a mask, not the winner.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Keep your head on a swivel. So, see, that is what I love. I sit back. I've just been laughing because y'all crack me up. I'm not joking. I really enjoy it.
Here's a cute picture of my kitten.
I want to talk about the mask more.
I want to tick off the 5% of the people who are not ticked off already. You know what makes me the most angry about the mask is people who don't believe it. And they'll tell you they don't believe it. And they know it doesn't do anything. And they still judge other people when they're not wearing it.
Well, that's the thing. You have to wear it. To be a part of society, you have to wear it now. And that's the terrible thing. Because you get shamed if you don't.
Of course you do. Yeah, and that's the whole point. That's a new thing we can try to shame people with.
What's the point of that, though? What's the end game?
Control.
It is control.
It's 100% control.
And it's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's a control thing. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. So to show who's compliant, so what?
No, that's it.
So they know
they'll beat everyone
compliant.
Down, and the next time it's just incremental. It'll always be the next thing.
But they can just go back and look at Bubba's tweets. Proverbs 29:5.
Everybody's got a tweet, but
I will not stand by and watch. Keep your head on a swivel.
I mean. This is not doing anything.
Dude.
It's not doing anything.
It's the best. It's the best. I enjoy watching both sides do it, too. Because I'll see the right side lose their minds. I see the left side go insane. And I don't know, man. It's kind of a weird thing. I just kind of sit there in the middle and kind of just think
everyone has lost
their mind.
No, I went to my kids had a they let them do a choir concert the other day, and I was so excited we get to go to the choir concert. Well, then we have to go through all this 6 feet apart. They're spacing. They have to do three performances because they can't let enough people into the auditorium at the same time. We have to leave all these spaces in between us and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So we go, and I'm standing outside waiting in line, and my daughter grabs my because I wear those little neck gaiters. She grabs it and she pulls it up. I'm like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "Put your mask on. Everybody else has it on." I went, "No." I said, "I'm outside. I'm not going to put my mask on." What? So she's completely, they've gotten to her. And so I had to explain to her. I'm like, no. So anyway, we go in and the choir is wearing.
They're wearing masks?
They're wearing masks on stage. They're doing this again.
Dude, that's awesome.
But wait. Oh,
no. That is what I'm talking about.
Then they allow.
Stupid!
Wait, then so they great. Allow soloists.
So stupid!
Wait, so they're singing their song. And then they allow the soloists. So the soloists walk up to the microphone like this. You ready? And this is why they let these people. If you're a soloist, you can take your mask down.
Oh, okay.
And sing into the microphone as soon as. And that's why I love. And they put it back on and go back into the rafters. I'm like, what good is this doing?
She gets up there to sing and then gets to a sneezing fit. Everyone in the audience starts screaming.
So then, wait,
running out.
My daughter loses her wallet or whatever, so we have to go back into the school to go and look. Well, as we go back into the school, the teacher, the janitors, nobody was wearing their masks because it was after hours and they thought nobody was going to walk in on them. And I'm like, now these are probably the worst police for masks during the day. But boy, here they are after hours. Yep. And they're like, whoa, I'm sorry, no mask. And I walked in and went, oh, nice, comfortable, no mask. And I pulled mine down.
The governor of New Jersey and the, wasn't it the governor of New Jersey and the health official that was with him? And she said something like, I'm gonna keep my mask on, and then I'm gonna wait till I get up in front of the mic, and I'm gonna take it off on camera. So, yep. You know, and you go, yep. Yeah, a little political theater.
Political theater.
Yeah, of course it is. It's what this all is. idiots. I'm so sick of it, man. I am so completely sick. And D loves to poke me with, oh, both sides do it. No, they don't. And I'll tell you why. Because no one yells at people for wearing masks. Maybe somebody did back in April when nobody was doing it and they thought you were an idiot. But no one's doing it now. I posted a picture of me and a bunch of my friends had all gone to see Killer Bees at the comedy club. Mm-hmm. And I want to support Bees. I want to support the club. I bought a dozen tickets. Mm. So because the club.
Yeah, hurting.
The club is hurting. Okay. Yeah. It's been closed for months and now they're at half capacity. We can't sit all at one table. They used to have big giant tables. We have to sit four people per table. We're all separated by couples that we, you know, whoever we came with. And we're all spread out in one section. There's no one else in the section but me and my 11 friends. And we're sitting at three separate tables. We're not sitting that close to each other. We're all inside at a bar with drinks and food. Mm-hmm. And I had somebody take a picture. We posted it on social media, and I had several people go, why aren't you wearing masks? Okay, first of all, we're in a restaurant. Second of all, we're not that damn close. What, you know, and you, that's where deals say something like, well, but both sides do it. No one looks at pictures of people wearing masks and post hate on it about why aren't you wearing
masks. No one does, perhaps on that situation. But of course, both sides do it.
No.
One
side is worse than the other. Of course they are.
Oh, dude, it's so funny.
You want to fight me?
Proverbs 12:19.
I am watching
people.
Keep
your head on a swivel.
Only one side is right.
I have an article from HeritageEagleFoundation.net that says that masks.
Dude, that's where you get your real news. I'm watching people kind of argue about what masks work and what doesn't work and all that stuff.
Are they doing it on our Twitter,
Facebook page?
Stop!
Yeah, let them go.
Yeah, look, y'all have fun with that. You know where we at. Look, as a firefighter, I will tell you, I feel totally good when I'm wearing full PPE and I'm in there and I've got, you know, I'm on an air bottle and all that kind of stuff.
No turning back. I've added myself. So go to Twitter or Instagram at Radio Patrick and you send me all the hate you want and you're still wrong.
Yeah.
America.
I'm about to do that
right
now.
You know how I know? Because I have read the reports and the best ones are on AmericanFoundation.us.
Oh, I get good stuff off the Jeep forums. Those are my...
Now, why y'all had to go there? I thought y'all were my friends.
Hey, D, what do you think about this? I don't know. Well, this is someone wrote this on the back of a receipt from Target. What are you talking about? I don't know. I think I found it. What does it mean?
I sent him a thing the other night, and I send so much stuff constantly to him, and like I can tell when it's a good idea because he'll reply. I can tell when it's a bad idea because he won't. I sent him something the other day. Wednesday night, I texted him. I said, hey, I want to do a bit on Thursday where we do a throwback Thursday to last Thursday. And we just play something we played last week. And no response. No response.
Oh, really?
Whatsoever.
You didn't respond to that?
So Thursday morning, I'm in the studio. I'm like, hey, you want to do that throwback Thursday idea I had last night? And he's like, no.
Do you know what his idea? We ended up doing
it. I know we did it. I know. I was here.
It was funny.
I'm throwing back to last Thursday when we played this song, and we played a song that we play every day.
Yeah.
We played Morgan Wallen. That we happened to play on.
That's the kind of thing that literally only Bubba thinks is
like
funny.
No one gets it.
No one got it. No one understands. No one else thinks that's funny but you. You and your friends at donttreadonme.com/patriot time.
Dude.
Nobody else thinks that it's you. That's
funny. The thing is that, you know, everybody, you have too many rules. Everything is so rigid. You can't do a throwback Thursday unless it actually throws back to like last summer or, you know, third grade or whatever. So why not do a throwback Thursday to yesterday? Why not? It doesn't matter. You don't have to play by everybody else's rules. Oh, wait, Patrick, the guy who was just arguing about playing by everybody's rules, now wants to play by everybody's rules.
Oh, it's not about rules. Wait, it's about being a dumb idea.
I didn't say it was against the rules. I said it was stupid. Don't try to pinhole me.
I appreciate your effort here in trying to defend this thing, but anyway.
I thought it was a brilliant idea. And I did it, and it was funny on the air, and I had a couple people comment on it and say that was funny, and that was it. They got the joke. They got the humor.
My good. Brothers Osborne got chest stuck to them.
Somebody wants to get his weekend started.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
It was funny.
He's got more reading to do it. Live free or die.
No, well, before
the freedom.
Before the podcast, Big D's like, I'm ready to go. I'm like, I need coffee. He goes, well, hurry.
Let's go.
I'm like, what do you have to do?
Dude, I
want to
go driving.
So important.
I want to go home, get my car, and go drive. I'm running out of good days to do it. So yeah. There.
There you go. I'm in, man.
You know what one of the greatest things is riding around, and I know we're about to go, riding around on a fall day when the leaves are falling and you have the top down and the leaves fall into the car and all that. I don't know why. That there's something magical about
it is.
Leaves falling while you're driving.
What are you listening to then?
Usually, I listen to a lot of Hawaiian music, man. I do. Lately, especially.
People in Hawaii don't listen to Hawaiian music.
Oh, dude, I love. Hawaiian reggae is different than, like, Jamaican reggae, and it's just nicer and friendlier. It's kind of reggae, kind of country, kind of old school R&B all thrown together. Mm-hmm. And I just love island music. I love it back from my Guam days, and I love it now. And I enjoy some of that stuff.
I enjoy some of the stuff you brought on the show. It was like. Remakes.
I made that
music.
Playlist.
Yeah. I actually enjoyed it. So I couldn't do it all the time. I wouldn't be able to listen to it.
Yeah, it just makes me feel good.
I enjoy a good 70s playlist. Well, mix of country and some rock and Eagle. Just kind of mix it all up.
Somebody talking about how we wear our masks. Okay. So we're done with the mask thing. We're done with that. Brothers Osborne. If you're watching on Facebook, we have a really cool interview with Brothers Osborne that's going to come on right after the podcast closing jingle.
There's a lot of different variety of country music.
There is. Some of it's even Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm. Some of it.
You want to say hi to this person? They've called like 15 times, and then we'll go. This is dangerous.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Oh, hello? Is this Big Dean Bubba?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hi. What is the phrase that pays? I was just wondering.
Oh, the phrase that pays is I listen to Big D and Bubba every day, and I'm one of the 17 listeners. Matter of fact, right now I'm listener number 3 because we had somebody move.
Then you That's have to, not the whole thing. What are you talking about?
More to it than that. Then it continues with, as said in Proverbs 9, verse 4, do not let the government take your guns.
And then you have to read the preamble of the United States Constitution, and then you're good.
Followed by hashtag, and you have to say hashtag, keep your head on a swivel. And that's the entire one. I hope you wrote
now,
that
it'll
down.
Change by
if
tomorrow.
If you can't remember all that, just go to wethepeople.co. Okay. And it'll be there.
Did you get all that? Do you need a transcript?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Okay, good.
I think you know we're messing with you, right?
Okay.
Do you love America? Do you love America?
Yeah, I love America.
Me too.
Good for you.
I'm a fan.
I love the Pacific Northwest, especially.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
Is that still America?
What's the most beautiful state you've ever been to? Not where you live, not any of that. What's the most, it could be where you live too, but what is the most beautiful state in your opinion?
Well, 2 years ago, we took my sisters to Nashville, and the funniest state that I've been to is Nebraska, where all the corn.
So is that the prettiest state to you?
I think the prettiest state is Washington.
There's a lot of different ecosystems, and you can see everything from the super green forest to the desert. You got a lot going on.
Yeah,
I'm down with you on that one. America's so great, man. Get out and see it.
So glad we got to talk to you. If I wasn't talking to you, I'd be driving in my 1970 Chevelle. Enjoying a beautiful fall day. But it's so good. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, I
think the coolest state is...
Okay. You know what? I'll walk out with you right now if you walk out. I'll just leave Bubba here. You can just talk to random people.
What's the coolest state? What happened?
I think South Dakota is the coolest state.
Oh, so, right. All right.
When I think I think South Dakota. I'm with her.
Well, I'm going to do what white people do. Well... Guess it's time to go.
It's about time for me to go.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, you too.
All right, Brothers Osborne coming up right after this thingy.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Put your mask on.
On the radio.
Not
every day.
This was the podcast.
Stories.
Oh, by the way, I do want to add this with the masks. Now I've adopted where I have my gator on, my little thing, and I go into the stores and I leave it down. I leave it down on purpose, and then I wait until somebody goes, "Hey, you're not wearing your mask," and I go, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and then I'll put it on.
Oh, you're so that's great. BigDandBubba.com. That's the only real address that I think. If any of those other addresses are real, by the way, let me know.
Brothers Osborne joining us. Hello, boys.
Howdy.
Do you guys ever think about getting into radio?
I think we're on radio. How much money is there in it?
None. There's not. not as much money as there is in music right now.
For some.
you have good speaking voices. You always have. I mean, every time we met you, I was like, oh wow.
You guys it was you. Early. I was told one time I sound like James Earl Jones wrapped in a blanket.
Being smothered?
Is that good or I don't know?
It was not a compliment. It was when I wake up in the morning, no one can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, James Earl does not like that.
Mush mouth. I got you.
Hey, did you guys ever read Stephen King? Did you guys ever read Stephen King's The Dark Tower series?
I did not, but our dad just walked in the building with us here, and he's a massive Stephen King
fan. Yeah.
So he probably has.
Oh, okay, because your album cover looks like it's straight out of that whole series. I was like, when I first got the album, I'm like, dude! And then there was nothing anywhere about it, and I'm like, well, maybe it was a nod.
We're going to look it up right now. The Dark Tower series?
Yeah, Dark Tower, Stephen King. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I wish we should have just agreed with you, so it makes us sound a lot more astute and well-read.
Yeah.
I love that series.
Yeah, of course we did.
If it doesn't have pictures, then probably not. That was really astute.
The album is called Skeletons. It's available now, and it's got the traditional 12 songs on it, as most albums have 12 or 13 songs, which we've never understood why that is. But
well, I can kind of tell you why if you want to know.
Why is that?
Usually it's at 11 songs, but contractually, the more songs you add on a record, you don't get paid any more money as an artist. So it's a Clive Davis thing. So if you were to add 12, 13, 14 songs to it, the more we add, the less money that the artist is making per song.
So every time you get like more than 11 songs, it's kind of like a bonus. You're getting free music from the artist or the band.
Exactly. You're essentially giving more money to the label and
so
you're welcome to yourself. You're welcome, guy.
Oh, wow.
So why not just cap it at 11 and then do EPs every now and then? And then you
that's what a lot of people do. There you go. See? So now you should be a lawyer.
That's right. You need to get off radio and be in the music business. You could be a lawyer. You could be our lawyer, in fact.
Well, you know, I'm really good at all that law stuff.
Bubba, attorney at law.
That's the thing, too, is that they thought about that, too. So you got to have a minimum also. So there's a minimum requirement and a maximum to count as a record. So I think it's like 9 songs minimum for them to count it as a
man. Guys, I got to tell you, that's like crazy world to me. Like to know that you're under the—I mean, people think that your job is easy, and it really, come on, your job is better than most people's vacation. But
I agree.
I think that you know there is a lot of pressure to be better every single time, and you can't rest on your laurels. And then you know, I think it's kind of a weird thing, like always competing with yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it definitely can kind of mess with your head a little bit. But, you know, I think it's really important just to stay focused if you can, because we can get really caught up in it. I mean, honestly, we all do. Everyone in this industry does at some point. Focus so hard on it, and it starts to consume you. And at the end of the day, all you got to do is just go in there and try to write songs and just hope for the best. If you think about it too much, you will literally go crazy.
I have a question about the song on the album, Dead Man's Curve. I don't know about if you can pull that up, but
yeah.
Is this a remake of the old Jan and Dean song?
No. What, you guys are referencing all these things that we don't even know nothing about.
Well, it's your album. Did you not make the album?
Yeah, you're making me feel really young.
All right. Well, there they go. There's Brothers Osborne. There's an old song by Jan and Dean. It's called Dead Man's Curve, and it's I don't know. It's that the exact same title. Oh, I thought maybe it was
considering that you're our lawyer now, you might want to get on that case because I feel a lawsuit coming our direction.
Yeah. I don't think you probably get permission for this. So you don't know anything about it. Okay, well.
No, that was the kind of song loosely. We write that song loosely based on our sister, Natalie. You know, and John and I are 2 6-foot-4 brothers. And Dead Man's Curve is kind of a bit of a metaphor of for all the boys in our town. It was messing with our sister. It would be like driving down Dead Man's Curve. So,
okay,
that was kind of the thing. And then because Dead Man's Curve is, you know, it's always dangerous because you're going too fast. So we naturally had the song just be like extremely fast to the point where I felt like I needed an oxygen tank to sing it.
Gotcha. Well, then you had this other song, Friends in Low Places.
Never heard of it. It's right after Imagine on the record.
Okay.
Then the Star Spangled Banner.
Did you say the Shake? Is that what you said?
And then the Shake.
All right. When do you guys foresee getting back out on the road and being able to actually do live stuff?
Oh, man, I don't know. I've made so many predictions about it, and I've been so wrong every time. Now I feel like I'm just, like, jinxing it every time. But, I mean, I'm hoping that by midsummer things are kind of picking up. It'll probably be, unfortunately, 2022 before things are, quote-unquote, normal again as far as touring is concerned and those big shows. But I think by spring, summer, you'll start seeing a bunch of, like, smaller shows popping up here and there, and we'll get out and play those in a smaller capacity.
Wow, really? That's not what I was expecting.
Yeah. Well, we've been seeing people do little pop-up shows, like, unannounced. Like, we saw Tim McGraw doing a show the other day, and nobody knew it was going to be him. He just showed up. They're like, we'll have live music for you. Yeah, it was Tim. And that's kind of, like, what I'm thinking. You'll see more of, like, Brothers Osborne popping up in somebody's backyard one day.
That's the thing. I think if you get, like, honestly, the bands that are probably going to do the best in this are kind of the smaller bands and the regional bands that are kind of taking off. I mean, the really big artists that are going in and selling out massive arena tours and stadiums are the ones that are going to be suffering for a while, but they've got the money clearly to hold on. But I think it is a unique opportunity for some of the smaller acts to go out and tour, because you can go into places and put a couple hundred people in them, and it's not as big of a deal as having, let's say, 15,000-20,000.
Yeah, I just, and I also feel bad for, like, the artists who are the up and coming artists,
ones who were just getting traction.
Yeah,
I know. You're totally right, and that's the thing for, I mean, all of your listeners. I mean, God, I mean, it takes. You know, John and I talk about this all the time. When we won our first CMA award, we weren't broke, but we did not have money, and we were pretty darn close to it. And we just got out of a 12-passenger van and just started touring in a bus. So you can be pretty well known before you even start really making any money. And so I feel really bad for those artists, because there will likely be many of them that won't even recover from it, which is just so sad. But I hope as many, if not all of them, can. It's definitely, God, I mean, the music business, you got to be pretty damn resilient to be in the first place. So we'll see.
Well, congratulations to you guys on the album. Again, it's called Skeletons. You can get it now. It's available. And, of course, like I said, All Night is on there as well. And Dead Man's Curve, the song they ripped off from Jan and Dean. Here it is.
Oh, yeah. It sounds just like that. I thought we're good. You know what? You're fired as our lawyer now. Sorry, bro.
Oh, well. Well, we still got a little bit of money. We're gonna charge you for anyway for the few minutes.
Yeah, that we can. Yeah.
Wait, if we can stay on the phone for an extra 12 seconds, we can charge you for another 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the quarter hour. The quarter hour billing. That's right. Forgot about it.
And okay. So anyway, Brothers Osborne.
Got him.
Got it. All right.
Damn. Thanks, boys.
Just play one of our solos.
There you go.